from WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Friday, January 13th. Coming up, the assault weapons ban signed into Illinois law this week has prompted many sheriffs in the state to issue statements saying they won't enforce it. But is that their decision to make? We'll learn more in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In their recent lame duck session, Illinois lawmakers approved new spending, including nearly $300 million to help asylum seekers. Mawa Iqbal reports.
Much of that money would go to the state's Emergency Management Agency, which coordinates services like shelter, transportation, and health care. Immigration welcoming centers would get $115 million. Democratic Senator L.G. Sims sponsored the bill.
You have seen comments from and a commitment from members on this side of the aisle and this governor to address the individuals who have been sent here indiscriminately, and that's what the proposal you have before you will do.
Texas and Florida have bused nearly 4,000 asylum seekers to Chicago. The city alone would get $20 million. The money would come from the state's general revenue fund. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is criticizing several suburban and downstate sheriffs for their vows not to enforce the assault weapons ban he signed this week. The new law bars high-capacity guns and ammunition, like what was used in the July 4th mass shooting in Highland Park. Existing owners of AR-15s and other weapons on the banned list can keep their guns, but only if they register them with the state police. That's the provision drawing fire from the sheriffs. But Pritzker says those officials can't pick and choose what state laws they want to enforce.
They took an oath of office to uphold the law. As law enforcement, that's their job, and I expect them to do that job.
Dozens of sheriffs have issued statements denouncing the assault weapons ban, including those in Iroquois, Knox, Kankakee, Sangamon, and Tazewell counties. There's a significant increase in food waste during the holiday season in the United States. Illinois Newsroom's Luis Velasquez has more.
19 million tons of waste is landfilled in Illinois every year. Food waste accounts for as much as 20%, according to the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. Brenna Ellison is an associate professor at Purdue University. She says when it comes to large gatherings, for instance, during the previous holiday season, families tend to go all out with food.
A lot of times we view an abundance of food as an important signal, right? That's just something we want to have in our homes, especially when we're having large gatherings. And so we find that just a provider mentality in general is linked to increased food waste.
Americans throw away 25% more trash during the Thanksgiving to New Year's holiday period, according to data from the Stanford Waste Reduction, Recycling, Composting, and Solid Waste Program. Ellison says, adapting to a planning routine when grocery shopping can combat food waste in a household. I'm Luis Velasquez, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team will try to build on a two-game winning streak when first-place Michigan State comes to town tonight. Illinois has played better recently after struggling for much of December. Head coach Brad Underwood says his team is starting to have fun again.
It's a long season. With nine new guys, we knew there was going to be ups and downs. It's about, you know, playing for us, playing for the guy to your right, the guy to your left, and playing to win. And we write on the board every game, play hard, have fun.
Michigan State has won seven straight games overall and is 4-1 in the Big Ten. The Illini are 2-3 in league play. Tonight's game starts at 8 o'clock and will be televised on Fox Sports 1. Still to come, more on reaction to the assault weapons ban in Illinois. Can sheriffs decide whether they'll enforce it? That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
You might remember the fire in 2019 that almost destroyed the Notre Dame Cathedral. Well, soon after that fire, a team of engineers and artisans set out to restore the historic landmark. Nova's Rebuilding Notre Dame traces the dramatic technical challenges, going behind the scenes as carpenters and stonemasons use cutting-edge techniques and age-old skills to restore the Parisian landmark. It's a historic restoration project like no other. Watch this and other Nova programs with WILL Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A number of sheriffs in Illinois have issued statements saying they won't enforce an assault weapons ban signed this week by Governor J.B. Pritzker. Rich Egger spoke with one of those sheriffs about his opposition to the bill.
The measure became law upon the governor's signature. It bans AR-15-style guns. However, people who already own such weapons are allowed to keep them if they register the guns with the Illinois State Police. McDonough County Sheriff Nick Pettigrew is second vice president of the Illinois Sheriffs Association. He says sheriffs believe they should stand up for what's right and oppose what's wrong, and he believes the new law is wrong. He calls it a clear violation of the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Pettigrew also acknowledges sheriffs have a duty to uphold laws, whether they agree with them or not. But he says the legislature in recent years has passed several laws, such as the Safety Act, that ended up being heavily scrutinized by the courts.
I do understand how some people can look at this and go, well, you know, it's your job to uphold the law. So this is law now. You have to do it. I get that. I do. This is a hard thing for us to do. But when you look at the whole situation, I do believe that we have been passing some very bad laws in Illinois.
Pettigrew says some of what he calls bad laws are getting passed in the legislature's lame duck session. That's when the current legislature meets for a final few days before the newly elected legislature is sworn in. Some lawmakers in a lame duck session are making decisions even though they're leaving the legislature, either because they're stepping down or lost their bid for re-election. Pettigrew says the state should discontinue such sessions.
I'm more offended by lame duck session than I am anything. This notion that we're going to go all year long and really not do anything in the General Assembly, and then the very last day we're going to pass all these bills. I'm tired of it. And I think a lot of people in Illinois are sick of this. This type of government.
He says the lame duck session is neither open nor transparent government. Pettigrew is a Republican. The assault weapons legislation was passed by a democratically controlled legislature and signed by a Democratic governor. But Pettigrew says it's not a matter of politics. He says people who legally own weapons should not suddenly become criminals because they did not register their weapons with the state. He says lawmakers should focus on punishing people who buy weapons legally and then turn them over to criminal enterprises such as gangs. Knox County Sheriff Jack Harlan also issued a statement on the new law. Harlan says he won't enforce the law as the county's top law enforcement officer because it's unconstitutional. But Knox County State's Attorney Jeremy Carlin disagrees with the sheriff's positions. Jane Carlson has that part of our story.
Carlin says, while it's largely semantic, technically he is the county's top law enforcement officer because he decides whether charges are filed. And he says the legislation is constitutional until the courts decide otherwise. Until then, it's up to the sheriff and the state's attorney to enforce the law. Carlin says there's a process to declare a law unconstitutional, such as when he and many other state's attorneys challenged the Pretrial Fairness Act. He says he has some issues himself with the statute, but those should be addressed in the courtroom because the sheriff's personal convictions should not be allowed to have the effect of law in Knox County. I'm Jane Carlson.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have mostly cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries and a high of 35 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Dave McKinney, Luis Velasquez, Rich Egger, and Jane Carlson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday. Have a good weekend.